USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Tropical storm Elsa is moving off the coast of Jamaica with winds of about 60 miles per hour. The storm is forecast to move across Cuba and then to western Florida by Tuesday or Wednesday. Preparations for demolition work at the Champlain Towers condo building that collapsed over a week ago continued today ahead of the possible arrival of Tropical Storm Elsa. 24 people confirmed dead in the collapse. 121 people are unaccounted for. Search and rescue efforts have been suspended until the rest of that building is down.
It's absolutely not a recovery effort. I constantly am telling people about the BBC documentary which outlines survivability after a building collapse, where they pulled a lady in Bangladesh out after 17 days. So we're not even near that.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkitt on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
With 76, Nathan
John's Chestnut claiming his 14th title at Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest on this 4th of July. Chestnut downing 76 dogs and buns in 10 minutes, one more than he did last year. This year's event was held at a minor league baseball stadium with about 5,000 spectators. Last year's event held indoors with no fans in attendance. Ocean City, Maryland has canceled its fireworks show after a detonation left employees of the fireworks company in charge of the show with minor injuries. The city saying this afternoon that the discharge was unintentional and the cause is unknown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Tragedy at an Independence Day parade in Iowa. A woman was killed and three other people injured. Police say a woman backing out of a parking space struck several people. Four people were dragged under the vehicle. The woman who died is from Minnesota. Two other women, including a six-year-old child, were injured. A small-town TV station in the shadow of Las Vegas is getting some major attention.
KPVM Television in Pahrump, Nevada, an independently-owned television station. They're 62 miles west of Las Vegas, competing with corporately-owned major television stations. But this David versus Goliath story will play out over a six-part documentary on HBO beginning August 2nd. Station owner Vernon Van Winkle saw previews of the completed documentary and told me the producers aren't playing it for laughs.
It's actually really a good story. It's a real-to-life docuseries. World of Wonder came out and videotaped us for probably 6 months of just us really in action. And the storylines all really depict exactly what we go through on a daily basis to get the news out to the viewers in Pahrump and Las Vegas.
KPVM Television is a mostly conservative station, counterbalancing what is perceived to be liberal bias in many of the corporately owned television stations in Las Vegas, even carrying many programs from the USA Radio Network. I'm Wyatt Cox.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.